Everything About Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, welcome to Everything About TV. I'm your host, Chris the Internet. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. We are recapping Amazing Race episode number 8. I apologize, yesterday we had some technical issues with the microphone or the mixer. I don't know what it was, but I seem to figure it out, and we are back, and I promise you next week we'll be back right on schedule and whatnot. I do have an announcement at the end of the podcast to tell you guys. It is some good news. There is going to be some exclusive content coming to crispyontheweb.com. I'll talk about that at the very end of the episode today, of the recap. So hope you all are doing good. It is another great week of Amazing Race. It feels so slow. Feels like things are going very slow for me. Like, it's like, okay, what the heck do I do with my time now that I have a whole week to myself to do other projects and all that within Crispy on the Web? It's like, what do I do now? But it is kind of slow. I am looking forward to, however, with the Big Brother season and the Amazing Race Canada coming up too as well. That will keep me busy throughout the summer as well. So teams will be we'll be going to Buttonburg, I think it's called. I think it's called Buttonburg. I don't see, again, I'm not good with the names. That's why I'm actually looking it up very, very quickly. I'm very quick to it, and I'll always have it up here. So it is Buttonburg is where they're heading. They will have to find their next clue. Colin Christie was following another team. And then, of course, Floyd said that Colin and Christie are good at navigation. So, you know, meaning like they can navigate their way around. They can actually navigate, you know, they can navigate themselves around no problem. Well, and I honestly, Colin and Christie are a really strong team. They are a very, very, very strong team indeed. They know they have what it takes to go a very, 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 very long way. You know, I think they're going to be in the top three. At this point, I'm gonna say it. They are going to be in the top three when it comes to, you know, when it comes to the finale, especially, which is not long away now. It is actually not that far away. Finale is not that far away. There is no finale date set yet. I looked it up, and there's like nothing that I'm even looking right now. I'm kind of typing on the screen here that when is there going to be the finale, but we don't know that because we are at only 8 legs right now. We are only at 8 legs of the race, so you don't really know when it's going to be because we have leg 9, 10, I think that's 11 leg. Hang on a second. Let me go back. Oh, geez, wrong one there. If I go back, if you think about it, then let's see, there's like no more nominating. I'll say it now. They said that Phil said that. No, we'll talk about this after. I'll bring this up after as we get to that point. What Phil actually said during the episode. Now, Rachel mentioned that, you know, they are tied for the number of legs. She had tied for the number of legs completed. And then Chris said there is drama with the Riley sisters. Don't really know who, you know, telling the truth. So Buttonburg, Rachel and Alyssa obviously wanted to, you know, oh sorry, Buttonburg opened at 7 a.m. Rachel and Alyssa wanted to clear the air, so with the Afghan animals and repair the relationship. And of course, Alyssa, you know, should have not gone up to Victor and Nicole. And then obviously they were aligned with the Big Brother teams, obviously, aka Brittany and what's her name? Brittany and, oh boy, I'm drawing blanks today. It is Brittany and Janelle. Sorry, Janelle. Actually, I should just look at my screen. I have the Amazing Race wiki actually up on the screen as like a reference, especially if I get stuck like that. Janelle and Brittany were the ones they were, you know, they were tied up. See, I can't even come up with a word. I'm stuttering on my words today. I don't know what's going on. But anyways, she swore she didn't say those things. African Animals said they're not going to hold a grudge. However, and then, of course, if they were to do a U-turn, they would U-turn Rachel and Alyssa. And then, of course, Phil. Phil was there. Phil was actually there, which is very, 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 very rare to see Phil Colgan in the middle of a leg. Well, not in the middle, but the beginning. You know what I mean? Like that. Like, it's kind of strange to see Phil at this point just randomly there. So that was kind of interesting in a way. Phil said this is, obviously this is Switzerland where everybody votes and they are going to have a U-turn vote. It'll be told out loud and everyone will get the vote, and then also there will be no more non-elimination legs, so that means that someone will be eliminated from here on out. So we are at 6, and then it will work out. So maybe my theory, what I said, was wrong. So they really got rid of the non-eliminations pretty early. They were like, it was very early non-eliminations that they had this year. They had a lot of non-elimination legs early this season, so they kind of changed it up this year, which is okay. It's a nice change, obviously. So Rachel said, Rachel said, you know, don't waste it on us. And then, of course, Rachel, it was randomly picked who goes first, obviously. And then, of course, Rachel and Alyssa chose Colin and Christy. Obviously, Colin and Christy are a very, very, very strong team, and probably be best to put the vote on them. So, and then Nicole and Victor went next. Victor said Afghanimals. Let's put it on the Afghanimals. They're a strong team, you know, and, it's a probably good strategy to put the Afghanimals. I was wondering, are they actually going to put it on the Afghanimals maybe for once? You know, maybe once they will have the Afghanimals, they will, like, they'll put it on the Afghanimals. Like, they'll finally get to do a U-turn. I don't think there'll be no more U-turns, though. There will be no more U-turns, I don't think, this leg either. I think that will be done. Unless it's a regular U-turn where it's just one person, or it could be blind U-turn. I don't know. Like, it won't. And then about the non-elimination leg. So I was going to say something about the non-elimination leg, and I just totally forgot what I was going to say. Let me see. No, I don't remember what I was going to say. I had it in the back of my mind. It's gone now. What else to do? But there is no more non-eliminations, which is good. So Colin and Christy got to go next. They got to pick Rachel and Alyssa, and then the Afghanimals did Colin and Christy. Then Beck and Floyd did Colin and Christy. So pretty much Colin and Christy were ahead. But I believe this is a double U-turn. I think this is a double U-turn. So the top two with the most votes will be the ones that actually are doing the U-turn. So Beck and Floyd did Colin Christie. Helen Corey did Nicole and Victor. Chris and Brett did the Riley sisters. Rachel said that wasn't smart. Obviously, that was not a smart move. I get a brace for $1 million. And then, of course, Phil did his iconic, like, are you ready? You know, the world's waiting for you, and go. The usual what he does at the beginning of the first leg at the premiere of Amazing Race each and every season that they do. He did that all over again. And that was kind of cool. So that was he did the Phil thing. Like, he did what Phil does. Like, Phil's opening, I guess you would say. So it was a detour. So they either have to, you know, they have to cut up grass and while the other team rakes it up. So kind of, I guess it's to make hay, I guess. And then and then there was Cal Festival where they will have to dress up a cow and take him down to the festival. Obviously, they are all in the flowers and whatnot, so they look really nice and prim and proper. Afghanimals chose festival. Beck and Floyd Boy and Chris and Brett chose the grass, the hay making. So they, of course, Afghanistan said we should have U-turned Nicole and Victor as they had the speed bump, and speed bump, which is now, because we are going to talk about that, the speed bump that Nicole and Victor had to do because they came in last in the last leg, and they were obviously the non-elimination leg. So, you know, it is like they, you know, obviously they have to finish, they have to do a speed bump to keep on racing. So anyways, they have to take down and fold up 26 flags of 26 states of Switzerland, and then once they do that, they will get their next clue, and then of course, or they'll keep on racing. And Nicole saying, you know, should have voted for Rachel and Alyssa, you know, obviously because of all the drama that's been going on. So Victor said, you know, they were trying to obviously get the stronger players out, and then Rachel said they will have to do both sides of the detour, but they won't get eliminated. Well, that was kind of incorrect because we know what happened to them, and we'll talk about that after. Chris said obviously they voted with their heart, not their minds. Victor said they get stressed, but they will put it in the wayside, and obviously they kind of move forward with everything with the race, obviously, or whatever they are actually doing. So Nicole and Victor did the dressing, Rachel and Alyssa's cow, Liv Oliver, which is supposed to be a female cow, technically, was not moving. And then, of course, Becca and Floyd, you know, they were doing the grass one, I think, if I'm correct. They were doing the grass one. And then, of course, teams must go to the town of Uberwashen. And then, and of course, Becca said, let's work together. And then, of course, they were behind Tyler and Corey. Rachel and Alyssa were done the first detour, and then of course forgot the clue. I think it was them that forgot the clue, but they kind of knew what to do. And then Colin Christie done on the second detour roadblock. They will have to take a shot at an apple on a scarecrow's head, and then if they do that, they will get their next clue. And then Corey said that Tyler is a sniper, and then of course Becca said, we all know who has the better shot. And then Tyler said they both hit the scarecrow's arms. Sorry, Tyler and Becca both hit the scarecrow's arms. Calling Christie done. And then obviously Chris and Brett done. Teams will have to take a motorboat to the pit stop. Obviously there's no more non-elimination legs, so obviously the last team to arrive will be eliminated. So Phil will be flipping things around and said the last team to arrive will be eliminated. It'll be that down to that. Obviously he will say they will be eliminated, so they are definitely they're changing things. They're changing up a little bit. So Tyler, and then of course, Tyler and, now I'm lost. I completely lost I had my finger on my notes, and I was like, oh, I forgot it. Then Rachel and Alyssa done, and then, Nicole and Victor was on the second. And then Floyd said, you beat the And then Floyd said, Victor and Nicole said, you know, are we second? And Floyd said, fourth, you beat the Afghanimals. And then Jamal and Leo must have got lost. Well, they did get lost. Actually, they ended up like 20, 40 minutes away from where they were supposed to be. But, you know, they managed to, you know, catch up. And then Rachel was going to do the roadblock. Floyd said they must have got lost. Becca got it. Colin got it. Chris and Brett said it will be a sprint. And then, of course, Chris and Brett, took a different route up, but obviously they would have been an hour to wait. So they actually went back down. They went up the walkway. They took the footpath instead. So, and then Kristen, and then Heather and Corey took the foot path instead, obviously. So Chris and Brett, team number one was Tyler and Corey. They won a 7-day trip from Travel Austerly on a, no, it's not Travel Austerly, but they won a cruise in Cambodia. Team number two was Chris and Brett. Richard got it. Rachel and Alyssa got it. Team number three was Colin Christie. Team number four, Becca and Floyd. Nicole said it will be a foot race. Team number five was Victor and Nicole. And then, obviously, team number six was Leo and Jamal, which obviously leads Rachel and Alyssa, who were finished, but they were on their way to the pit stop. See, my brain's just not working today. Today's one of those days my brain just doesn't seem to work today. My mind is just completely mush today because so much happening and so many different technical issues. But anyways, you know, like Rachel and Alyssa, obviously, you know, double U-turn. I think it really did affect them. I think that was one thing that really did affect them, was the double U-turn. Like, they just could not catch up. So, team number seven eliminated from the race was Rachel and Alyssa, were eliminated from the Amazing Race 31 for this week. So, obviously, we know now that, you know, we are, I guess, on our way to finale. I do not know. Oh, yeah, I remember I was going to say. I think there will be no double episodes coming up. I don't think they're going to do it. I think they are going to keep on, they're going to be doing the single ones from here on out. I think that's how it's going to work, is they're going to actually have the double episodes. No more double episodes. They're just going to have the single episodes. So that means it will probably more than likely end up crossing into the Big Brother 21 and the Amazing Race Canada season. And actually, I can be honest with you guys, I'm not sure if I'm going to actually cover Big Brother 21. I just don't know if I'm actually going to cover it. I might take a break this summer from Big Brother stuff. I just do need a little bit of a break. I don't know if I'm going to have the time, because I'm going to be traveling in July and I'm going to be busy with family. I can probably only do one podcast a week. At the most, I could probably do that. However, I'm doing this for you guys. I'm going to try to make things work, and I'll try to do it. If I fall behind, please go easy on me, because it will not be an easy recovery, because I might be gone a week and a half, 2 weeks at least on a vacation, depending how long we want to spend. I do not talk to my parents about that, but I'm letting you guys know that I am going away. There will be no podcast time. That's why I was kind of thinking about not covering Big Brother this summer. I will watch the show, but obviously I'm thinking about not covering it. I'm just not 100% sure right now, and maybe I'll just let you guys, you know, let you guys know. And if I have to, I have to take a break this summer. You know, it might be easier next year, because we're supposed to be going to Calgary. I'm only going to be gone a week, so I can catch up easily. But, you know, I want to, you know, not rush the vacation. I want to have a good time. And with Amazing Race Canada, I can just easily, you know, recap two at a time. If I need to catch up, I can do that easily. With Big Brother, there's a lot of content to cover. You know, it is not easy. So that's what's on my mind. That's what's kind of bothering me with the summer season. So I will let you guys know via the blog on crispyontheweb.com. For next week, we will be next week they will be scattering for flights. We'll hit Nicole and Victor against Team Fun. Colin Christie will make waves. So that sounds interesting. That will be an interesting week. I'm looking forward to it. I cannot wait to come back, because I'm bored. You know, honestly, I can be honest with you guys. I'm bored because I don't have a lot of podcasts to do during the week. You know, I just do not have anything to do. I'm bored out of my mind during the week. You know, I'm just doing blogs on the website. It's boring, you know. It's very boring for me, but it is what it is, and I'm just, you know, dealing with it. So, but yeah, I can't wait for next week. It's going to be interesting. And they are, let me look it up here, I think they're going to Croatia. Croatia is next on the list. And then they're off to the Netherlands, and then they are off to UK, England, and then they're coming back home, and that will be the finale. They'll be heading to Detroit for the first time, so it's kind of cool. It's kind of neat how they're actually going to Detroit. Well, now I've already read that up about that too. I actually did read up about the fact that they are going to Detroit for the finale. This will be the first time, I believe, that they have ever been to Detroit for the finale. So that will be definitely interesting to see, indeed. And I don't know, they might have been to the Netherlands before. I don't know. I think they have been to the Netherlands before. But I know that Laos was the first time they've ever been to, like, they ever been to the country of Laos. I think that was the first time this year, especially this season, that they actually went to Laos for the first time. So with that, that's about it for this episode of Everything About TV. If you're new to the podcast, please do subscribe to the audio only feeds, and also you can follow me on social media, Twitter, Instagram at Crispy on the Web. And we'll see you guys next week on Thursday night. We'll be back on the regular time and schedule. Until then, have a great weekend, have a great week. We'll see you guys next week for another episode of Everything About TV, as we are recapping the Amazing Race 31. Bye for now.